News. The party's channel secretary, Comrade Ptolemy Reed, of our beloved People's National Congress, the ruling party, and our beloved Guyana, and also the Prime Minister, has returned home. The Deputy Prime Minister, has returned home from Korea with what he has called a good education, what a people can achieve through effective mobilization for development. One of the highlights of his visit for the 30th anniversary celebrations of the Democratic People's Republic of Communist Korea was watching a march past of more than 1 million people and delivering on behalf of the government and people of Socialist Guyana an address to a massive gathering at the People's Palace of Culture in Pyongyang, P-Y-O-N-G-Y-N-G, and a meeting with the great leader, Kim Il-sung. Indeed, the Guyanese was the first to be of the visiting overseas delegation to be accorded this honor. Comrade Reed, who is responsible through his friendship for being here by sending a lot of love and warmth, headed a delegation which included Executive Secretary Maitland Singh and the Regional Chairman for Georgetown, Comrade Robert Williams. Also with them was Guyana's Ambassador, Comrade John Carter. For the party and government, representatives told the Comrade General Secretary it was a very important visit because after the Korean War, it had been said that it would take 3 months to get on their free feet again. All their land was devastated and laid down like a wasteland and rebuilt it into a modern Deputy Prime Minister of our party, the People's National Congress of Guyana, since we ourselves are part of the developing world, it served as a good education to himself and the people could achieve through mobilization for development. It is also a good He said, I am firmly convinced that the DPRK, the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea, Communist, provides an outstanding example. That is copied by the country. Exploitation of So we're glad that he had the opportunity to go to Guyana, see the DPRK and how learning became joy. It is amazing how against poverty and love, come. Among Guyanese who have recently visited the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea, Communist North Korea, were President Arthur Sheldon, and Prime Minister Forrest Burnham, and several other officials. There have been wide-ranging discussions with President Kim Il-sung, Vice K.A.M., I.L., F.O.S.U.N.G., Vice Premier Kong Jim, J.I.N., Tai, T.A.E., and their technical officers on matters that needed further clarification for prompt implementation. Some of these covered development projects in drainage and irrigation, acquisition of rice planting equipment, fish processing, cultural exchanges, and the Cooperative Youth Palace, which the comrade leader had announced during Youth Week would be built in Guyana. visiting delegation toured the impressive Children's and Students' Palace in Korea, where three Guyanese experts are already making detailed examination of this kind. This is respected president himself for assistance from Korea in the transport and equipping of all the purposes.
Against Rhodesia after the collateral declaration of independence.
It's illegal.
So,
Lord Thompson, who was a Commonwealth Secretary of the UK or English government, when sanctions against Rhodesia were approved by the United Nations, has declared that for economic reasons, the British government was not prepared to take the necessary actions against South Africa to ensure the effectiveness of the UN resolution. Of course not. Capitalist lackeys never do anything against fascist, despotic regimes. He is reported to have said that the British economy was very weak, and for this reason the strain would have been too severe for Britain to maintain the sanctions, especially against South Africa. Only a congenital idiot would believe such rubbish. If there were economic reasons why the sanctions could not work in 1967, there would have been no...
I stared in the window as I read
it as you passed by. In the fact is that England, or Britain's support for the United Nations resolution, was influenced not by any concern for the people of Rhodesia, but rather by a desire to project the political of this non-European members of the Commonwealth and the U.S. imperialists. Indeed, the sanctions would fail, but as the revelations last week have made clear, she was very concerned to make it appear that she had no part in their failure. That is why the oil shipped by the French to Rhodesia was replaced in France by British Petroleum and Shell and U.S. Standard Oil. Hence Britain's open and formal support for sanctions, hence their condemnation when they were violated and her active and systematic attempt to conceal her role in breaking these sanctions over a period of 10 years is evident. It is a tale about a well-known hypocrite whose window dressing has at least been removed to reveal what everybody has long known. Great Britain, England, was indeed, indirectly at least, very much a part of the sanctions-breaking exercise. It's a strong editorial position for the Guyana Chronicle, and we are glad to see that socialist courage being exercised. Because only through that socialist exercise of courage is there any meaning to life. Now, some people have been acting out of late, thinking they're going to get my attention this way. You're not going to succeed in getting my attention that way. I can guarantee you. I have some connections that we can turn you over to the authorities, no matter what you say, and make it very, very clear that you are unbalanced if you keep this kind of thing up. We are very, very sickened by this kind of behavior. We do not want to see any more acting up to bring people. At the United States Imperialists Suppress, A.G.'s new book, will the Justice Department attempt to suppress publication of former CIA agent Philip A.G.'s new book on the agency called Dirty Work, the CIA and the Western Europe Front, by Philip A.G., A.G.E.? That is a question facing A.G., co-editor Lewis Wolf, and the New Jersey publisher that is due to release the book by the end of the month. The first U.S. advanced copy of the book, Dirty Work, the CIA in Western Europe, has been obtained by the West Manchester Guardian. The political heart of the book is contained in some 318 pages of various selected writing on the CIA. A few of the works have never before been published, while others are available in English for the first time. These selections, however, are not what is bothering the CIA. The agency's eyes are focused on an almost 400-page appendix that lists the names, backgrounds, station locations, and cover titles of over 700 CIA agents around the world, and the Justice Department is irate. The Justice Department is reportedly considering court action to prevent Lyle Stewart Incorporated of Secaucus, New Jersey, from publishing dirty work. A spokesperson for the publishing firm declined to comment to The Guardian on the exact publication date of the standing of any possible government actions against the book. The federal government is said also to be considering an espionage indictment of A.G., who now lives in Europe. Justice Department officials charged that classified information will be revealed if the names are published, even though some of the people listed in Dirty Work have been previously identified in other U.S. and European publications as employees of the CIA. Imagine USA is facing him with a charge of espionage, which covers death in the federal gas chambers or electric chair. A director of CIA publications, the Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit corporations, which owns the publication rights of the book, told the news media that he doubts the government will actually go to court or suppress the content of Dirty Work. Rather, he maintains that CIA is attempting to create a climate of hysterical around the book, which the agency can charge that anti-CIA activists are threatening the lives of the government employees by releasing such information. The Justice Department has no case, the director said, since all information in Dirty Work, including the list of names, was compiled from publicly available documents and non-governmental sources for the last 3 months. Lyle Stewart. Incorporated has repeatedly turned down CIA request to hand over paper proofs of the upcoming book. To date, the CIA has taken no action over these refusals. A.G., who was not indicted when he revealed the identities of the other CIA personnel in his 1975 book, Inside the Company, CIA Diary, encourages readers of the Dirty Work to investigate and expose the agency's activities and hired hands. A.G. himself has no financial interest in the book, having turned over all publication rights to CIA publications. A.G. has been hounded all over Europe. U.S. CIA pressure demanded that he leave England. Then he was not allowed to live in the Netherlands. It's reported that he is now in France. The CIA remains a secret political police and the exposure of its secret operations and secret operatives remains the most effective way to reduce the suffering they cause, he writes to Dirty Work. A.G. also defends the tactics of publishing agents' names. These condemnations of agent exposures became especially intense when the CIA station chief in Athens, Richard Welch, was assassinated in late 1975. The United States magazine Counterspy had named Welch as a CIA officer in Peru several months before he was killed, while a Greek publication revealed his presence in Athens as a station chief 1 month before he was shot to death. Interesting. The CIA is going to finally take some pretty militant action against this kind of revelation of their dirty tricks, fascist methods. Of course, A.G. observes in Dirty Work, the book will raise again the cry that we are trying to get someone killed. But, as it happens, violence is not really needed. By removing the mask of anonymity from CIA officers, we make it difficult for them to remain at overseas positions. We hope the CIA will have the good sense to shift these people to the increasingly smallest number of safe posts. In this way, A.G. continues, the CIA will protect the operation, that they're involved in, and the potential victims. What is action in the book that is causing ripples and concern in intelligence circles is this.
dirty work as a collection of essays, most of which have been published previously in the U.S. and Europe. It's always the way you get truth in the U.S. In USA, it has to take some socialist in Europe to bring it out. It had been published previously in Europe and examined the history of the anti-CIA campaign. Provides a how to guide for exposing agents of identity, probing the facts of the Welsh affair, analyzing the CIA's economic mission, particularly in Western Europe, and offers an assessment of the agent's current structure and capabilities as a military. One of the most important political points made in AG's introduction, which is to dissect the 5 minutes that they use to obscure the real purpose of the CIA's murderous activities. One of these myths, he writes, is that an agency is merely a tongue or rogue element, an intelligence gathering apparatus that has somehow escaped effective executive control and avoided firm congressional oversight. Far from ignoring or sidestepping instructions, AG notes that CIA is in fact carrying out official U.S. policy when it seeks to destabilize government or to eliminate opponents of the radical regime. And many murders, upwards of the thousands, according to Dirty Work, have occurred.
I've said to myself,
is a contradiction in terms and a doomed undertaking given the economic empire which the CIA police is leading. Accumulating the value of foreign labor and resources will finally allow him to secret intervention abroad, he states, killing all leaders and all types of murder mayhem to destroy governments that do not see the will and purpose of the USA. Until then, we should expose and expect foreign intervention by the CIA and the multinational corporations that are USA. Two chapters on CIA operations in Portugal, since the fall of fascism there, one of those rare military takeovers which were socialist, AG draws a parallel between agency aims in Portugal, Salvador Allende, AG observes economic warfare as the key to cutting away public support for the revolutionary leadership. By withholding credits and other assistance from bilateral and multilateral lending institutions, great hardships will befall the middle and working classes. He says in analysis of the situation in Portugal in 1975-76, private investment credits can be frozen, trading contracts delayed and canceled, and unemployment, of course, increased. While imperialist U.S. propaganda will place the blame on workers' demands and the government's weaknesses rather than the lending institutions and the liberty credit retention. I would say the contents of a State Department memorandum, which AG says was leaked to him and which he believes was the memo approved by Kissinger in 1975, when he was Secretary of State, lists and explains a number of key intelligent questions, KQs, that the government instructed agents to research. CIA KQs quoted in Dirty Work shows the obtaining information and analysis of economic trends and strategies in Western Europe world, particularly CIQ Center, governmental and corporate reaction to the steep hike in international oil prices initiated by OPEC 2 years previously. Another chapter of Dirty Work, written by John Martin, who was co-author with the Victor Martin. Chetty of the CIA and the Cult of Intelligence, all of them have been harassed for writing about the CIA, examines the agency's business operations and its links to multinational corporations and criminal gangster mafia elements to get bump off people that get in their way. Mark explains that the CIA carried out some of its economic and financial operations through a front company known as Southern Capital, which at one point had some $30 million in its investment portfolio. Southern Capital had links to several corporations, such as one outfit called Africa. Mark says the CIA has had a long involvement in aviation concerns and development, which Mark explains, we tried to buy Africa one day, but couldn't. Every place we did, we were wrong. You are in a position to prove young people, move your people about. Industrial espionage. Marx also states that the CIA has close relationships with the private U.S. airline corporations, such as Pan American. That's why they give us so much difficulty, I suspect, at different times about taking our people all on board to Guyana, as well as with other companies. Elsewhere in Dirty Work, AG notes that the CIA has an abiding interest in industrial espionage, passing corporate secrets along to private companies. The intelligence agency's preoccupation with economic affairs is also highlighted in a section from the chapter on KIQ's quoting from the State Department memorandum. AG writes, "The executive branch's priority needs for economic intelligence on foreign countries are determined by important U.S. interests and the strategies adopted to protect or advance them, whatever means, makes no difference to us. These interests and strategies have a new importance, resulting from the changed place on the U.S. economy of the world." Describing the power and extent of U.S. intelligence agencies, Dirty Work states that about 150,000 persons were employed by the many U.S. spy agencies, whose total budget is estimated to be in excess of $10 billion a year. The CIA consumes between $1 billion and $2 billion of this total. The book adds, noting that congressional investigations have determined that the agency has launched some 900 major or sensitive covert secret actions since 1961. The CIA's propaganda functions include the publishing, sponsorship, or subsidizing of 1,000 books since 1967 to confuse the American public, Dirty Work states. The book also contains a how-to-guide for blowing the cover of spooks in foreign countries, the methods of which were used in compiling the book's appendix of CIA agents' names working in the official U.S. installations in a particular city or country. The roster should then be compared with publicly available State Department lists of accredited diplomatic officials in the same locations. names appearing on the first list, but not on the second, then become prime candidates for possible linkages to the CIA, the author's note. The Soviet Union said in our last cultural show, we had 3 CIA agents in watching our cultural show all night long, and we're proud of that. After following the steps outlined in Dirty Work, researchers should then check out their suspicions with an anti-CIA organization such as CIA Publications. The final step, AG stresses, is to publish the names of those persons strongly believed to be the CIA employees. A section of the book devoted to the Welch killing, contributors pointed out that the CIA warned Welch via cable that the home address of the Athens station chief was widely known in Greece. Welch ignored the warning issued months before cover was blown and insisted on living in a marked house. AG has lived in a number of European countries since he was deported from Britain years ago for supposedly endangering British national security, though some of his writings and activities, whereas everyone knows he was really thrown out because USA had put pressure upon Britain. He admits in Dirty Work that while he once used to laugh at suggestions the agency would take vengeance for his defection, he is now having second thoughts about doubting the CIA's plans for impending or stopping his work. He says the CIA is the most treacherous organization in the world today. Continue with more of the individual news. News for Friday. The General Secretary of the Soviet Communist Party, Leonid Brezhnev, has reaffirmed the Soviet Union's determination to struggle to eliminate this dangerous military hotbed in the Middle East. Speaking at the Kremlin with the President of Syria, close ally of the USSR, the vanguard of liberation, he said this is an ironic part of the Soviet Union's general struggle to stop the arms race, to promote the relaxation of tensions, and to spread it to all parts of the world. Leonid Brezhnev stated that at the start of a Middle East settlement lies in the Geneva Peace Conference, where it belongs legally, of which the Soviet Union is co-chairman with the United States. The settlement must provide for the immediate withdrawal from all of the Nazi-occupied lands by Zionism, providing the Arab people of Palestine an opportunity to create their own state, therefore bringing them international garrisons of security for all states in the area. The Soviet Union had spoken out very well on behalf of these separate talks. Secretary General of the United Nations, Secretary of the Security Council, have voiced concern over the situation in Lebanon. In a joint statement issued after a consultation with the Council, members decided the sides involved in the conflict to stop hostilities. Secretary Council urged there to continue consultation on the Lebanese issue. Meanwhile, there was more fighting. Last night, shooting of artillery and missiles were used by Zionists. Many buildings in the capital have been demolished. More than 1,000 people have been killed in the last 4 days. The fighting was provoked by the Christian right-wing fascists, are what they commonly call themselves, oppose the presence of the inter-Arab peacekeeping forces in the country, which are the majority indeed. And U.S., of course, backs the phalanges, the fascists that Israel has put in charge of southern Lebanon after attacking them aggressively, taking over their land with U.S. military hardware. At the current session of the United Nations Assembly in New York, the representatives of Vietnam and Madagascar have supported the Soviet proposal for concluding an international convention on the strengthening of guarantees of the security of non-nuclear states. Speaking at a full-scale session on Wednesday, the foreign minister of Vietnam called for a ban on the manufacture of all new types of weapons of mass destruction.
destruction. The Madagascar minister glorified the new Soviet initiative curbing the arms race as a notable contribution to the strengthening of international security. If you look on your map, Madagascar is a large island just to the east of the great continent of Africa. Maximum. The text was stated by Kurt Waldheim in a report on the implementation on the Declaration of the Strengthening of International Security. United Nations circles denounced the decision of the United States State Department to issue visas to the leader of the racist Rhodesian regime. Three African conciliatories concluded with him. They called for the violation of sanctions against Rhodesia and insist that Washington has given its full support to the Smith regime. And they say that they should go ahead and receive lashes because they're paying his way with the which is now running for billions plus billions of dollars that have gone to the corporation from banks we bought, all the corporations, and the supermarkets, and so forth. The Rhodesian or Zimbabwean authorities have decided to expand the state of emergency zone to include more regions. The decision follows the intensification of combat operations by the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front, the brave leadership of Robert Mugabe, Marxist-Leninist, and Joshua Koma Nationalist, an organization engaged in armed struggle against the racist fascist regime. Ladies and gentlemen, they say that emergency measures already operate in about one-fifth of Rhodesian territory. They were introduced late last month. Smith's troops have been given the authority to burn down whole villages and shoot civilians in charge of assisting the guerrillas. That's what we're doing with our U.S. aid. Our mercenaries have been trained, Air Force officers from New Mexico. That's what we're doing. Burning down whole villages to set it on the radio salt. No kidding. He will burn down whole villages and shoot every civilian in them. Joshua Nkoma of the Zimbabwe Patriotic Front has reaffirmed opposition to a proposed all-party conference on Rhodesia. He said the proposal is not even worth considering because the latest action by Ian Smith, fascist, white imperialists have killed the whole idea. Joshua Nkoma said he has no further information about the foreigners of the front who were arrested by the Rhodesian authorities over the past few days. Political school of the Ethiopian Bureau of Mass Organization Affairs has circulated some 230,000 books and teaching aids on Marxism-Leninism, beautiful and free Ethiopia. The Ethiopian Bureau of the Marxist-Leninist literature is in growing demand. Orders for it come from the population, every sector. Public offices, schools, associations of parliament, private citizens, and everyone else. The Human Rights Commission of the Organization of American States has gone into session in Managua, the capital of Nicaragua, that's almost been bombed in the Stone Age by our tax dollars by sending American jets to that fascist madman Somoza that was put in power by the U.S. Marines when the U.S. Marines invaded. They are investigating mass suppressions in Nicaragua. Somoza's regime has now killed close to 40,000 innocent persons. 25,000 people have fled the country to escape reprisals. Troops have destroyed and burned whole towns, killing everyone in sight. Members of the commission have begun to hear witnesses representing all the factions of the population, political and church servants. Leaders of the fascist regime of Chile and the Chinese foreign policy sarov leaders plan reciprocal talks and visits, trade that is. Chile's foreign minister is to go to Peking, mainland China, in a few days. They report that Peking's minister received a letter from Pinochet inviting him to Chile. According to the Minister of Pinochet, you make a trip to China in the near future. Undoubtedly, China's adopted a third world, which we must always remind ourselves of, is indeed being applied to some degree. And she is indeed not in the pocket of the USA, because she supported Mozambique and Zambia and Tanzania. And she no doubt thinks that she's gaining by moving into areas like even Chile. It would not be the first right-wing regime that's been known to move away from that posture when it was convenient. It almost happened with the Philippines when Mrs. Marcos attempted to become an ally of the Soviet Union, but it was squelched. As I said, Chilean's foreign minister is to go to Peking in a few days. It is reported that Peking's minister received a letter from Pinochet inviting him to Chile. According to the minister, Pinochet may make a trip to China in the near future. The crew of the Salut space station are getting ready to receive the cargo ship launched on Wednesday. There's much nervousness and apprehensiveness in the USA as to what the spacecraft really does contain. Perhaps it's laser beam that can destroy any missile they try to fire. That would mean no one would be killed in Russia, and everyone in USA would die. Or maybe not. If it's something that hones into heat, they might be able to stop the missile before it got out of the silo, and thus save some several thousands of lives in the USA. As the ship is approaching the station, the cosmonauts are picking up its control and orientation. It is to deliver over 2 tons of fuel, scientific equipment, material, water, air, and food. This is the fourth transport operation carried out this year by the Soviet Union, the avant-garde of liberation. Each operation makes it possible to prolong research in orbit. The cosmonauts on the Salut craft have set a record in space orbit of 113 days. Thus ends the reading and commentary, most of it commentary of the news. We hope that you will work hard and have a love for your people, our responsibility. There's some of you that still feel pressured by time. You need to put yourself out of the way more and put the suffering babies before your faces more realistically. And some of the good people back there in USA that just beg to come. And Gene Brown, who can't stand the thought of leaving, and June, who began to swell in her body when she had to go back, June Krim. You need to be more thoughtful of these matters, and I think you'd find our schedule not quite so demanding upon you. In someplace else, when we've reached our paradise, you will not have to have that kind of structure. The hours are less, things will be already provided for us, so it would be a much better situation. So keep your peace and keep your expectations high. I don't know why anyone would be downhearted in these days because the most encouraging news has come our way. I guess you know, a good article was carried in the Progress on our behalf, Sarah Berkeley paper, the Barb, USFO, UFSO, UKPU, KCBS, Channel 7 Eastern Show. Very good. Marson was on with Dr. Lane and Dr. Freed, and perhaps Dr. Goodett, other representatives, and the television show with a man by the name of Davis on KGO Channel 7. That's where everybody really reads the news, so that way you can get a real insight as to what is happening. We're fortunate. I'll give our people a little bit more encouragement, but they're living under a heavy weight. So we will tolerate no work indifference, and there will be observers this time planted, and we will see who... Attention, attention. I repeat, too much wandering about different job sites, too much talking in vegetable area, too much walking and talking been going on, just aimless walking in and around the shop area. This has got to stop. Also, everyone must get their fly swatter out. I'm expecting to see everyone at noon. I've got two ladies assigned to give me names of those who do not have their fly swatters. You and the rice work, you can take your fly swatter. Use it all the time. We're getting too many flies. Insecticide people come up with ideas also for the elimination of flies and mosquitoes. And that was one thing that
impressed our distinguished guest that gave us that great invitation to paradise. I am also sorry that some people are taking the hostilities, but I won't receive them. I'll not take them. I'm being very, very firm about not taking hostilities, because we've talked to the Guyanese government about visiting this country or even living elsewhere, and they've been very, very friendly about it if worse came to worse. Pressure came on them. So I'm not going to take all this foolishness. We don't have to. Anybody acting out, you won't work. You certainly won't be of any value to us here as we work to build Guyana. We're always going to be helping Guyana wherever we are. That is our purpose. And in order to be ready for this invitation, the band, the 25 some people, we got a crash breakthrough in study of language, in study of news, in study of pictures, movies. So I can't apologize for that. And I'm sorry about any resentments. You can tell them, write them up to me. But I think you're being too egocentric to put so much emphasis upon yourself. Some very bright, intelligent people, very few indeed, that have shown this. But please take a look at yourself, and then look at the starving babies that have been caused by you paying your taxes and I paying mine through the years. It might help you to be able to endure meetings a little longer. They're absolutely essential. Thank you, and much love.